I was reflecting earlier this week about decades of experience being a human being and also having conversations with other human beings about one of the very common struggles that at least that I have found through speaking with people and also in my own life journey. And what I have found is that the best way that I can describe this is the normal, at least for me, I can't say this is normal for anyone else, but the normal human tendency to become enamored with other people. And I would even use the word not only enamored, but also fascinated with other people, things, people, places, and things, certain situations or conditions, that, you know, feeling a certain way. That can even be something that happens as well. And what I have noticed over the years in practicing mindfulness has been that there's no way for me to prevent myself from being enamored sometimes with people, places, and things or situations, nor do I want to try to stop that, because then what I'm really in the business of doing is trying. I'm busy just trying not to do something. I can't really be who I am naturally when I am trying to not be or be any certain way. And after taking a deeper look at this, and there have been times, admittedly, that I have found myself feeling very foolish, only to catch myself, you know, becoming enamored with people, places, and things, and thinking that somehow that it, you know, they or it or whatever the situation may be is the be all end all, so to speak, that it's, you know, the greatest thing that I've ever discovered. And I laugh when I say this, because this is really just, you know, having compassion, extending compassion towards myself for being human. Where I find that the pain is the greatest, where that edge is, so to speak, where I find that if there is a struggle around this, this aspect of being human, I find that it is not really, it's not the act itself of becoming enamored with other people, places, or things, or situations, as it is the thoughts that are formed around this state of being enamored with someone or something. It is actually what I find is that if I find myself feeling this way, what I'm really doing, and this is the biggest part of it, and this is where the struggle lies, is that I'm thinking thoughts of being enamored with other people or places or things or situations. It is really all the thoughts that I have behind it. And when I allow myself to slow things down in my head, what is really occurring is that I may feel this way about someone or something, when in fact what it really is it's not so much, there may, you know, and there again, I can't really analyze this because I'm not capable of it. Some of this is emotional, but I also find that a great deal of this is around the thoughts that I'm having and any beliefs that form from those. So if I meet someone and I'm really fascinated with them or find myself enamored with them in some way or about some aspect of them, thinking that somehow they have something that they are bringing or could bring to my life, and this is something that is really, there's thoughts that are occurring. In other words, when I'm around this person for the first time or I'm in a place for the first time and I find myself thinking that this is just, you know, the greatest thing that I've ever experienced, and that there is some joy around it, I find that that is part of the joy of living is discovering things that are new. Where I find that it becomes a struggle is when I start thinking that, you know, that other person, you know, who I think that they are, what I think that they are about. And it is just my way of unconsciously objectifying, something that is external to me and somehow believing that it is this or it is that, and any unconscious judgments that actually come into being as a result of that. And then what is the next part of that struggle? If there is a struggle, what I usually find in my own experience and with many people that I've spoken to about this subject has been when things change. In other words, when I begin to find that the person that I find myself fascinated with is not really who I think they are. And it's really unfair to them, because if I'm busy thinking that I know who they are or what they're about or anything regarding their essence or nature, these are really just thoughts. And in almost all cases, these thoughts that I have or notions in my head about who they are or what they're about are really just a mental impression. They are just basically a notion in my head. They are somehow it begins to become a belief. And if I'm not careful, I can find that what I am really enamored with, what I'm really fascinated with, is not the person, place, or thing, you know, person themselves or the place or thing or situation itself. What I am really becoming fascinated with or enamored with is my thoughts and beliefs about, you know, something external to me is. In other words, I can have this idea in my head of what I think it is and who I think that if it's a person, who I think that they are, and I'm interacting with that projection of who they are and what a situation or thing is, then I'm not even really here in the present moment with them. Or I'm not really in a certain place or interacting with something external to me. I'm actually not really here. What I am doing is I'm actually interacting with that projection of my mind, because what has happened is I've allowed that thought. And it's not that I've usually consciously done that, but it is something that has just happened as a result of me being in the habit of doing this, you know, thinking that I know who people are, thinking that, you know, that what I think something is or somewhere where I find myself, in the world. I think I have my own idea of what it's about. And in almost all cases, if I interact with another person or, you know, if I am in a certain place or I'm interacting with a thing that is, you know, in my field of experience, at some point it becomes apparent to me that it is, you know, that person is not who I thought they were in many cases. And it's not anybody's fault. It's certainly not their fault. And it's and if there is any fault, and I don't get really hung up in faults themselves, but I want to take responsibility for this. And so if I find myself suddenly feeling disenchanted with someone or something or some place or some situation, it has very little to do with them, because I find that especially with people, at least in my own experience, that they are simply who they are and not who I think that they are. And so when they are just basically being who they are, and these moments are unfolding as they do, and they're just naturally who they are, regardless of whether I'm involved or not, is really who they are. And somehow I find that there's this unconscious building of a model in my head for who I think that they are. And that is where I begin to find that suddenly there is this feeling of disenchantment. Suddenly I'm not as fascinated as I once was. If I hang around in a place long enough, if I have decided that this is what I think this place is about, this is what I like about this place, and I begin to really form beliefs in my own mind that they solidify that this place is about, you know, this way, and then suddenly I'm there long enough to find out that it really isn't that way. This is really me. And I don't want to beat myself up emotionally, and I certainly don't want to judge myself for this very normal, common human tendency. And from the standpoint of mindfulness, what I have begun to experience is that when I meet people for the first time, I'm not trying not to do it. I can't prevent myself or brute force, preventing any sort of thoughts about who I think someone is. But what I'm doing is I'm not really doing anything. What I really want to do, where I really want to be is to just simply be in that moment with someone else, or finding myself in a certain place or in a certain situation, just letting it be whatever it is, or letting that person be who they are. And the more that I can relax my own need to think a lot about it, to come to any conclusions about anything external to me, and it has been a practice. It has not always been easy, because as human beings, it can be very easy to unconsciously begin to judge and assess things that are external to us, and to come to conclusions about what it all means and what it is that we're, what or who it is that we're interacting with. And so if I can just be aware, and I've had this experience here numerous times just over the past few weeks, that when I meet somebody new, instead of indulging in any thoughts about who they are, or what they can bring to my life, or what I can experience as a result of knowing them, or interacting with them, I can just simply be with them in that moment, and I don't have to speculate about what it really all means. I don't even need to know. In fact, the less that I know, the better, at least in my case, because then I can really spend time just being with people as they are, in these moments as they are, wherever I find myself physically, however it is, and just letting that speak for itself. Things are definitely more quiet within my mental space if I can just pay attention and recognize when I'm beginning to go down this road of really putting a lot of time and energy into thoughts about who I think other people are. I also find that there are less disappointments, because that is one thing that I have noticed, that the more time and energy I put into thoughts about who I think people are, or what I think something external to me means to me, or benefits me in some way, that the more time and energy I put into that, the more I'm really invested in it, and the more likely it is that I'm going to begin to develop expectations or beliefs about who this person is, or what this thing is about, and what it means to me. What I can begin to do if I choose is just simply notice, just as throughout the normal process of practicing mindfulness, of just watching my thoughts as they come and go, as they arise and dissipate. It is just a normal cycle of things forming and then in coalescing in some cases, and then basically dissipating at some point as well. And the less that I interfere in that process, and usually what I find is, as a human being, the way that I interfere in that process that really prolongs this is to begin to take any of these thoughts seriously. If I have somehow unconsciously formed beliefs about what I'm dealing with that's external to me, if I can just recognize that somehow I have, if I've done it, in this case, it is something that more or less happens automatically as a result of being human. I want to take responsibility if there are any beliefs. And of course, I want to question those beliefs and really understand if those beliefs are something that has just occurred, while I really was busy, somewhere else thinking thoughts and beginning to really invest in any sort of impressions about something external to me. And it sounds, it can, on one level, it can sound very complicated. In other words, if I'm really busy trying to choreograph all this in the moment when I'm out in the world, coming across new people, meeting new people, hearing new perspectives, feeling different energies from other people, and being in new places and being in new situations, it is all something that is definitely very nourishing, and it is certainly something that is, from a human standpoint, it is something that can be very beneficial. I can basically be more open to new energy from other people, from being certain new places, from being in new situations, and having a different perspective, hearing other perspectives from other people. If I can just simply hold myself accountable, and when I say hold myself accountable, what I really mean is just to pay attention to make sure that I have not somehow lapsed into unconsciously believing everything I'm thinking about what I'm feeling. And on that level, it's very simple. It's not easy to do, and sometimes it can be incredibly painful, because I have found that sometimes it feels really, there's a payoff. What do I get out of becoming enamored with someone or becoming enamored with something external to me, and being excited about it and thinking that there's quote unquote something there for me? It is very normal, and I certainly don't feel any shame about that, and I certainly wouldn't want anyone else to either. But at the same time, though, one way that I used to deal with this was I would try to limit my exposure to, because I knew that I was capable of really over investing in these kinds of thoughts and notions. So I found the easiest way to protect myself and other people was to isolate myself away, where I could really control my environment and really not come across new people, not put myself in new situations, even if it was something that was comfortable. And what I find now is that actually allowing myself, trusting myself enough to be a human being, to be out in the world where I can't really control much of any of the external circumstances, and to be okay with the fact that I'm human, and sometimes there will be a tendency to become fascinated with other people and with other things and other situations that are new to me. Especially, I find the more new something is, the more different and unique it is, there is a greater likelihood that I'm going to feel this way. And what I can do is, if I allow myself to, by just simply paying attention to my mind, I can remind myself to come back here. When I say come back here, I'm speaking of come back to the present moment, where whatever is happening that's actually happening is happening, and I can simply be with it however it is. I can be with new people however they are, without really needing to invest in any thoughts of being enamored or fascinated. Or what I find the opposite of that is, which sometimes is just as strong emotionally, is being disenchanted with someone or something or some situation. I can literally put just as much energy into the opposite of being enamored with someone or fascinated with someone or something. And then I can be busy being the person that's no longer really excited about someone or something or some situation. It really works both ways, I found, and I don't really want to be on either extreme. In other words, I don't really want to be investing a lot of time and energy one way or the other. What I want to do is simply be in the moment with people, however I am, however they are, wherever I find myself, whatever situation I find myself in, dealing with anything external to me, if possible, if this is possible. And I find the more that I practice mindfulness and various meditative practices, that it is possible to simply live life, to find joy in life, to find meaning in life, and to feel new energy without interacting with people, places, and things that are really just a projection of my mind based on the beliefs that I have about what it is and what it all means, and then what I expect that it will bring to me. I have no idea what it will bring to me. I have no idea how I will benefit, nor do I really want to get caught up in, you know, it's okay if I catch myself having feelings, certain feelings, and then that begins to coalesce into having certain thoughts and beliefs about what I think something external to me will bring to me. And maybe it's about joy and happiness and excitement, you know, whatever these various emotions are. I can just simply be here and not need to invest any time or energy in any expectations. I can simply let things rise and fall. Sometimes there will be excitement, and then sometimes there will be the opposite of that. Sometimes there will be fascination. Sometimes there will be the complete opposite of that. But if I'm not really stuck in either polarity, if I'm really just in what the Buddha always referred to as the middle path or the middle way, not getting too caught up in either extreme, and this can be about anything in life, not even just about what I'm speaking of today, I can simply just live life here, now, in this moment, however it feels, however it is, however I am, and to know that it really is possible. It has become, for me, one of the most freeing experiences of being human. And at the same time, it also leaves plenty of room for me to catch myself in the act of being human. So at times, while I know that it's going to, it's not going to be the best thing for me to get overly fascinated with anyone or anything or any beliefs about that, that is something external to me. What I do know is that I, where I'm going to be the best person I can be, is being right here in this moment right now, however it is, and not really needing to have any beliefs about anything external to me, and just to be able to enjoy. And that's the other part of this. The last thing I want to say is that to actually enjoy those surprises that come up in life, those unexpected gifts that we get through interacting with other people and learning new perspectives and feeling new energy, doing things differently, doing different things, however you may say that. That is really the gifts that are available in this human experience, at least from my perspective, where I sit. And from the way that I'm seeing my own, you know, seeing this human life and seeing this human existence, there are a lot of things available as long as I'm not busy trying to find them, as long as I'm not busy looking for them or expecting them out of anyone or anything. There is joy that just naturally arises, and I can't really explain it or put it into words. I can just say that that joy, that meaning, that whatever nourishes my life and my experience arises naturally. I don't even need to know how it happens. I don't even want to really invest time and energy figuring out or understanding how it happens, because then I'm just thinking about it and I'm not here experiencing it.